House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries spoke on Capitol Hill this week and warned Republicans they would come to regret the congressional redistricting fight they started when the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act. Virginia officials are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow the state to move forward with a voter-approved redistricting plan that could give Democrats up to 4 additional seats in Congress. Virginia High Court rulings wiped out the Democratic gains in Virginia and threatened to erode Black representation by Democrats in the Deep South. Here's Representative Hakeem Jeffries speaking on Capitol Hill.
Republicans have concluded that they need to cheat to win. That's what they're celebrating? Is that what you're elevating right now? The notion that 4 unelected judges would overturn the votes of more than 3 million citizens in Virginia? Is this what Republicans are celebrating right now? Because the people in Virginia right now are outraged, they're angry, and they're determined to send a message in November, regardless of what ultimately happens before the Supreme Court of the United States of America, where that reckless decision by the Virginia Supreme Court is now on appeal.
The shifting political landscape has been a challenge for Democrats, who so far are favored to win back the House this November. But this is also a test for Jeffries, who is in line to become House Speaker if the Democrats regain power. Republicans in the Commonwealth of Virginia are betting the redistricting plan will work out in their favor. Virginia House Minority Leader Terry Kilgore put the Democrats on blast in a statement to Fox Digital.
Because, I mean, it would be crazy to throw out judges for making the right decision. I mean, that would just be beyond the pale. I think a lot of Virginians would see through that. And, you know, it's too late for them to do it as a matter of law, because, you know, this Department of Election has to have this. Everything has to be done by the 12th of May. So we're already on that date. It's too late. But that just shows you how power hungry Hakeem Jeffries and his Democrats are up there. And I'm glad the Supreme Court followed the rule of law, and it was a good day for Virginia.
Over the last week, redistricting battles have rattled southern states after the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act. Tennessee House Democrats say they are being punished and silenced after House Speaker Cameron Sexton removed members of the caucus from standing committees following protests during a special session on congressional redistricting. Democrats had linked arms on the House floor to protest the new map that divides Memphis and could weaken representation in the state's only Democratic-held congressional district. Tennessee representative from Memphis, Justin Pearson, told supporters on his social media that this redistricting plan is intended to silence Black voters.
And today, we received this letter from Cameron Sexton, who is also known as Ku Klux Cameron because of his persistence in perpetuating white supremacy in our state's capital by decisions like gutting the only majority Black district in the state of Tennessee at the behest of Donald Trump and Governor Bill Lee. And now he's kicked every Democrat and every Black Democrat off of their committee. This is anti-democratic. This is authoritarianism. This is what the abuse of power looks like in the South. And everybody needs to pay attention. This is not a game. This is silencing our voices where bills are being made that are going to impact the life of each and every one of the 7 million Tennesseans across this state. And he is upset that we stood up against his white supremacist actions of gutting the only majority Black district of Memphis. Because we stood up in front of the will, because we spoke up, because we made sure our constituents' voices were heard, we all got kicked out of our committees where we represent the voices of our constituents. This is not normal. This is not okay. This is the deleterious effect of white supremacy in action and the destruction of the very pillars of democracy that so many people say that they believe in. This is a constitutional democratic republic, and this is how we lose it.
Lawmakers called the move unprecedented and retaliatory, arguing it effectively strips representation from about 1.5 million Tennesseans. Some analysts say the action may be legally permissible, but raises serious concerns about democratic process and whether voters who elected Democrats will still have a voice in legislative decisions. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wierzbianska.